This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Starting it up. So yeah, one of my favorite retellings of A Christmas Carol, actually. Because I love how they bring everybody in from all the different parts of the universe. You just saw the Three Little Pigs. There's Mickey there. And it's condensed. You know, Scrooge McDuck, I believe this came out pre-DuckTales. So he hadn't really done as much, I believe. Alan Young, as a lot of people know from the Mr. Ed show. Wayne Allwine, who did the voice for many years. And Clarence Nash, who did Donald Duck for many years. Yeah. I try to watch it every year. There is, I think that's Mole, and I'm trying to forget their names. They're from Mr. Toad, those two characters. Yeah, I pointed out some of this stuff when Miranda and I did the Muppet Christmas Carol, and I also did Scrooge for my Laughing Theater podcast, one of our Christmas shows. So this is the third time I'm doing a Christmas Carol watch here. I just love the story, and all three are really different and told really well. I'm all Dickens out. I had one of my friends growing up, his father used to say run like the Dickens when he tried to coach baseball. Bless his heart, didn't do a good job at it. Yeah, Donald and Daisy, and we just had Jiminy Cricket here. Yeah, then we got Mr. Toad and a couple other characters there. Yeah, it's just, this is like just Disney, like on a plate. Like, it's such a great, choice for them. And they just did it so well. You know, really great animation. They got the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. We got, I think these characters here are from, possibly from Robin Hood. I think. Governor. Bah. Humbug. Ah. So I can't believe the guy from Mr. Ed voiced Scrooge McDuck until he died. Mm-hmm. What a jerk. Ebenezer is buried at sea. A Scottish accent, yeah. Poor Mickey, or Bob Cratchit. He is a cheap son of a gun. Cratchit, the humbug. Wow. Oh boy, half a day's pay. Oh, I don't know how to do. I really don't know how much 2 shillings and a halfpenny would translate to in today's dollars. A little extra money doing the laundry there, I guess. Wow. Oof, 80% interest. No wonder why he's so rich. He's got that giant ass, vault that he swims in. Yes. We get Donald Duck as Fred here. And they are. He is his uncle for once. Boiled in his own pudding. A friend of mine uses that phrase a lot. I'll boil you in your own pudding. Yeah. Humble. Well, hi, Gina. Thanks for joining. I wonder when Clarence Nash died, because this could have been one of the last times he did voice Donald. Because I think he was like the original voice. This. You duff man. I would love to have that dinner that he just described. Yeah, so 1983 this came out, so. He doesn't take no for an answer. All right, so Alan Young actually lived to 2016. Wow, so he did do him on DuckTales. Wayne Allwine was relatively young. Let's see. Clarence Nash. Yeah, he died in 85, so this has to have been one of the last times he did the voice of Donald. We're collecting for the poor. Yeah, it's Mole and I wish I could remember the other guy's name. He makes sense there. Scrooge, has some wits to him. You know, he knows how to out-talk anybody, it sounds like. Very slick, yes. He is. I guess you could talk a guy out of his own. Like 40 pounds a year would be payload. Wow. That's not a bad living. 2 minutes fast. What a nice guy. That's 2 minutes. So giving, yes. Bah, humbug. Very quiet Christmas Eve here in this in London, I guess, or a suburb or whatever. Why? He's too cheap to buy a new sign that says Scrooge. I just honestly would have to keep doing that. I just love what the soundstage work must have been like for that to make all these sounds. First freak out when the door knocker turns into Jacob Marley. Yeah, that would kind of hurt a little bit if somebody just grabbed your nose like that. He's still not buying it though. He's trying. Those chains are giving them away. He's like, I know there's something here. Oh, now he just takes a chance. I'd probably do that too if I saw a shadow like that in a house I live by myself. Yeah, even if it was goofy, that's right. I mean, seriously, if the ghost of Rodney Dangerfield visited me, I still freak out. But he's still goofy though. Tripping over things. No respect. I'll tell you, no respect here. Is that you? He's like, yeah, I did. Wait, no, 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 no. I was wrong. Scrooge is even trying to get his pee back. Three, Goofy. He holds up two fingers. Oh, and for that, there we get the classic Goofy scream. Can't have a Goofy any appearance without that. Scrooge ain't taking no chances. Checking the fireplace, checking everywhere. Under the bed. I'd be afraid to like light my bed on fire there. Humbug. I couldn't think of a better casting here. Jiminy Cricket as the to take you in the past. Of course, yeah, off, you know, he is the conscience. Very wholesome. Even got a badge and all that, see? Screw's like, oh, you're just a cricket. Nah, Scrooge, you're coming along for the ride, man. Little tight. I think the only other character maybe could have been Tinkerbell, but Tinkerbell doesn't talk. Hey, travel girl. How you doing? Thank you for joining. Hello. We get the Fezziwigs tea here. And the Muppet one that Brandon and I did was Fozzie. We got the great Mr. Toad here. Who wasn't featured as much in much here. We got Oh yeah, there's a big mix here of we get some Robin Hood characters there for sure. We got Clarabelle Cal Horse Horse Collar. We got Badger from I think he's from Will Mr. Toad. Daisy. Uh-oh. That's good. How come the girl ducks have shoes and the boy ducks don't? That's weird. Chip and Dale make an appearance. We got Huey, Dewey, and Louie here. Boy, Ebenezer just doesn't want to give up the goods here. Although he is obviously smitten. That's a lot of money there. Oh, that sounds like fun to have this. I don't know if they've aired it yet this year. Usually they aired on ABC, I want to think. Ah, forecloses on the woman he loves. That is. Really? I don't think you've ever seen it. Wow. This is definitely a go-to for me every year. They usually pair it on ABC with something, another short. I think it's been paired with Prep and Landing in recent years. Because it's only, literally, it's like 26 minutes. So it in a TV time slot, it airs a little bit over a half an hour, so they have to pair it with something a little short. And we got Willie the Giant from Fun and Fancy Free. That's some more great casting. Yeah, he probably doesn't talk good. Look at all that food he's got. I don't know about a mince pie. Suckling pig is good though. You know, you get that nice crispy skin on it. Pistachios. poor Willie can't pronounce pistachios. I always makes me think of Fruit of the Loom commercials when I see that. Get all the guys with the fruit. Oh, Willie's gonna show you. I would love to like have a village and just walk around like that. And then he takes a lantern and uses it like a flashlight. It's like my favorite sight gag of the whole thing. Oops. I'll imagine what Willie saw there. And we get above the Cratchit house. There we got the great Minnie Mouse. Hey, Paul. She's cooking a canary. I could. Lord knows how. How would a canary taste? It can't be very good. It's got, can't have a lot of meat on it. Got the mini Mickeys here. The sweet kid. Cutting up the It's a little reminiscent of also another Fun and Fancy Free with the giant story, Jack and the Beanstalk, or Mickey and the Beanstalk. Hey, Mark. This is probably where they probably condensed the story a lot, was the Close Christmas Present, very short. The Ghost of Christmas Future, always portrayed by a hooded figure. This is the only time we really see what the hooded figure is in any of these stories. But again, perfect casting. No other character in the whole Disney roster could be this character except for Pete. Always the foil. Yep. Yeah, Pete's been a foil for Mickey and Goofy. And probably Donald did sometimes, but yeah, he was the original bad guy. One of my favorite, I think it's Get a Horse. I think whatever they showed, I think it was before Frozen, where it was black and white and they break through the fourth wall and they go chasing in and out the theater in their 3D and 2D. I think it's Get a Horse, I'm not sure. It sounds like the guy from the Really Rottens in the Laugh Olympics cartoon. Of course, you would put weasels there to be the goat, the grave diggers. I think Scrooge knows before the reveal here. Uh-oh. And yes. Pete just loves being bad. I love the colors, the red hues here to show you how scary it is. Yeah. It might have terrified mine when you were younger, too. You know, you're wrestling with the sheep. I'm back him. Terrified Scrooge the sheep, yeah. Pigeon's like, what are you doing, man? You gotta take the coat off the hack or the thing off the scarf. He comes out like a crazy person, basically. Yeah, you need your cane. Oh, those guys are those kids from Robin Hood. That's Toby, and I can't remember the rabbit's name. Definitely, yeah. Twenty gallon solvent, psyche. Wait. How is Scrooge standing up if he's got like five of those and he puts it in the guy's pants and he falls to the ground? It feels like Scrooge probably is off his rocker now. Oh. There's Fred. And this horse is from... He's from Mr. Toad as well. Of course I'm coming. Of course, yeah. That sounds good now. Candy fruit, spice sugar cakes. Basically bought out the whole store. What store is open on Christmas, though? Seriously. Come on, you got to keep up the act here, Scrooge. Come on. Oops, the teddy bear came out. Don't break fake cave, Scrooge. Kayfabe. It's only so far he could keep it is just so consumed with emotion. You can be my partner. It's not a form of cannibalism if Scrooge eats that turkey, is it? I don't know. Scrooge came to his senses, recognized his wrong ways. Such a nice, tight, compact telling of the story. It's fun. It breezes by. So I loved it. I think I made a good choice here for my first solo outing here on Stream Lounge. So, yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming in here. To Sean, who else came in? Paul, Travel Girl, Gina, and Mark. Yes, it was a great time. And I'm going to do more short stuff like this. Wednesday night, you guys are around, under my Blockbuster Rewind profile, Tim Capel and I are going to be watching Marvel's The Avengers, the first one that ends the first phase. So check us out, because I am looking forward to that. Tim and I, we've been reviewing Hawkeye on the pod. We're doing a Spider-Man spoiler pod in about a half an hour tonight. That's going to drop tomorrow. So we're really all marveled up, and I think it's going to be a good time. So we'll check you out then. So thanks, guys. See you next time.